And good morning. This is Rhode Island Public Radio. You're listening to Morning Edition. I'm Chuck Hinman. The Democratic and Republican political establishments are reeling this morning after yesterday's New Hampshire primary victories by Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Bernie Sanders. Rhode Island Public Radio's political analyst Scott McKay was up late last night getting the results. He is back here this morning to break it all down. And good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Chuck. Great to be here.
Well, let's start with the Republicans and Donald Trump's win. It was a solid victory in a large field and really a comeback from his loss in the Iowa caucus to Texas Senator Ted Cruz. How do you think Trump forged this rebound?
Well, it looks like, if you believe the exit polls, and we usually do because they're usually right, folks who cared about the economy, trade deals, ISIS, and illegal immigration supported Trump over the large field. And it was a solid victory for Trump. But don't forget, he got about 35% of the vote. Now, in a two-way race, that would be the loser's share in a blowout, of course. What this shows us is that the Republican field is still jumbled. It's unsettled. And frankly, we don't have any answers yet. We often say that the Republican Party is run by preachers and plutocrats. Well, the preacher on the Ted Cruz, basically on the backs of very strong showing in Iowa with evangelical voters, won that contest. And here comes Trump in New Hampshire, which has a less religious and, frankly, a little bit more moderate Republican electorate than Iowa does. So this is going to jumble the field. The other thing I think it does is we've already seen Chris Christie's not going on to South Carolina. He's going home to New Jersey today to talk to his family. He's running low on cash to see if he's going to continue his campaign. I think some of the other folks, Carly Fiorina, some of these candidates who are just on the margins are going to have to look very closely at their campaigns now and decide whether they want to move on.
As you mentioned last night on the coverage that we had here live on Rhode Island Public Radio, New Hampshire often is the place where a lot of candidates get winnowed out.
And, they do.
Who do you think the Republicans are going to lose besides those that you just mentioned?
Well, I think Jeb Bush wants to go on to South Carolina, but he's going to have to show some support soon or this just isn't going to work. You can't keep finishing in single digits and be a credible national candidate. It just doesn't happen.
On the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders really stunned his party's hierarchy with a blowout over establishment favorite Hillary Clinton. I know he was, the polls said he would win big, but this was a large margin. How did he manage that?
Well, I think it's because he had a very consistent message. I think he's raised a lot of money from small donors. And I think also the fact that he really built a very strong ground game. If you look at the exit polls, Sanders did very, very well in almost every demographic group. 67 to 31% with folks without a college degree, folks who are young. The only group that Hillary Clinton really won with was the plus 65 voters, the older folks. And Bernie Sanders, this happened in Iowa also, is doing very, very well with younger women. And the Clinton campaign just doesn't know how to handle that. I also think that Clinton's campaign made a bunch of blunders. The last debates weren't good. She still doesn't have good answers for things like why taking all this Wall Street money, doesn't have a good answer for her vote in favor of the Iraq war. She should have known that this was going to be an issue. It was an issue when Barack Obama ran against her in 2008. And the other thing is, I just think Bill Clinton, once again sounding very sour, probably the most pathetic thing I saw in the entire campaign was Sunday afternoon during the Super Bowl. There's Bill Clinton launching this attack on Bernie Sanders in front of like a half full room in New Hampshire. It just looked really sad.
For Bernie, do you think the fact that he's from Vermont was a factor at all in New Hampshire?
Not really. I think in the name recognition sense, the western part of that state up the Connecticut River Valley does get Vermont news from the Valley News and papers from the Vermont television stations. But I have to tell you, Vermont and New Hampshire's political cultures are much different. New Hampshire, much more conservative. Vermont, more liberal. New Hampshire, even on the other side, has very conservative Republican Party. Vermont's has always been liberal. People like Jim Jeffords and George Aiken. And the other thing is, don't forget, Howard Dean was from next door in Vermont, and he got crushed in New Hampshire in 2004. So I don't really, I think that's an overblown thing that the Clinton campaign was, you know, Hillary would run around saying, this is his backyard, things like that. But it really doesn't match what the reality is.
So now the race turns west to Nevada, a caucus state, and then South Carolina, a primary state. What does this mean for the candidates?
Well, I have to say, South Carolina on the Republican side has been a very good predictor in the last few elections. This could help Cruz because, again, there are a lot of evangelical Christian fundamental voters in South Carolina, and I think he's going to try to make a comeback there, but there'll be a lot of pressure also. You know, Rubio, who just got buried last night after some good debate showings and a decent showing in Iowa. Kasich is from Ohio. He did well finishing second, but he's going to have to raise some more money very, very quickly. We'll see how he does there. And, of course, there's Trump, who's up by double digits in the latest polling from South Carolina.
One question I had is, does this change the campaign for Bernie Sanders at all? It's going to be less retail. More big money is needed now when you get into these bigger states. Is that going to hurt him?
I don't think so because of the way people, because of the way he raises money. A lot of Hillary Clinton's big donors have already maxed out, which means she'll have to go to the super PAC to get more money. It's about $2,700 per couple. Now, Bernie Sanders folks have given $50, $30. And what's happened along the way is every time that he pulls something like this, wins, makes a good speech, more money comes in over the internet. He has been really good at harvesting small donors. And none of these folks have hit their maximum limits yet. Nobody's maxed out on Bernie's campaign, except maybe for a few Hollywood liberals, but I think that he's going to go back to the internet, back to the small donors, and he'll probably stick with what has so far really helped him a lot. Don't forget, I've known Bernie Sanders for 40 years, and I'll tell you one thing. He has made a lot of people lose face and look foolish by underestimating him. His whole career he's been underestimated, and we just saw again last night that here's somebody whose consistent message and his sense of humor, I think, and his authenticity, the fact that he's looked upon as somebody who tells the truth and cares about people like me. All the exit polls showed that he just won those metrics by, as he would say, huge margin over former Secretary Clinton.
All right, Scott McKay, our political analyst here at Rhode Island Public Radio. Thanks, as always, for joining us this morning.
Great to be here, Chuck.
This is Rhode Island Public Radio.